Hey kids, it's Wednesday. You're halfway through the week. I hope it's going great so far. Welcome to the Wake Up Kid podcast. This week we are answering this question: does God have a beginning? And the answer is no. God is eternal. He has always been and always will be. Today, specifically, when we're talking about God and his eternality, we're talking about Jesus, the second member of the Trinity. Remember, God exists in three persons: the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and Jesus is also eternal. That's important to realize because sometimes we get tripped up on the fact that he was born, but he existed way before that. He will continue to exist forever. We're going to talk about that a little bit more in our devotion, but first, a terrible joke of the day. Hey kid, do you know why math books are so sad? Because they have a lot of problems. Wake up, kid. So far this week, we have been focusing on the fact that God is eternal. He has always been and always will be. I'd also like to remind you of a couple of other facts about God we have talked about. First of all, there is only one God, but this God exists in three persons: the Father, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. So, when we say God has no beginning and no end, that isn't only true about God the Father. That is also true about the other members of the Trinity. So, Jesus is also eternal. Some people think Jesus began when he was born as a little baby in Bethlehem, but that's simply not true. Jesus is God. He has no beginning. He has always been and always will be. In the book of Micah, we read a prophecy about Jesus written way before he was born. And this prophecy promised he would be born in Bethlehem, but then it says that his origin is from everlasting. This means that he has always been there, and he existed way before he was born. In the Gospel of John, we learn that in the very beginning, Jesus was already there. He was with God the Father and the Holy Spirit, and before anything else was created, Jesus already existed. Jesus is God, so not only does he not have a beginning, he will never, ever have an end. He's eternal. He'll never stop existing. Hebrews 13:8 puts it this way: Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He will never change. He'll always be there forever. Revelation 1:8 says, he is alive forevermore. Jesus has no beginning. He has no end. Hey, God is eternal. He has always been and always will be. Jesus is God. So, Jesus is eternal. Jesus has always been and always will be.